Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
First, I want to thank God and thank Pastor Wood and First Lady Wood and the musicians for that wonderful music. And to all of you out in electronic land and those who are watching by live stream and to those who are watching on Facebook Live and whatever other technology aspect that you're looking from, first we say good morning and happy Father's Day to you. I tell you, let us pray. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see another day that was not promised to us. Father God, we trust you, we honor you, and we glorify you. So we pray that you would have your way in this place. Father God, move by your Spirit and do what you want to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. And now we have a scripture for you this morning. And we will go to Matthew chapter 11. That's Matthew chapter 11. And I will read verses 25 through 30. Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 through 30. And I will be reading from the NIV version. At that time, Jesus said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and reveal them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Now, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, I want to focus on verse 28, the first part of verse 28. It says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And for a theme this morning on this Father's Day, it's a strange theme, but I want to talk to you about from this subject of suffocating, but there is rest. Or we can put it in a more modern day certain circumstance by saying difficulty breathing, but there is rest. And my brothers and sisters, in these troubling times, breathing has been difficult. And we are exhausted, and at times we find it difficult to breathe. In fact, if some of us are truthful to ourselves, we are anxious in these times of the COVID-19 crisis. We are anxious in the times of the economic crisis. And we are anxious in the times of the racial crisis in this country. And we feel, my brothers, like we are suffocating. Suffocating from the stresses of racism. Suffocating from the stresses of demands placed on us by our employers. Suffocating from the stresses of demands placed on us by our families. Suffocating from the stresses of demands placed on us by society, suffocating from the stresses of dealing with mental illness, suffocating from mistreatment at work, suffocating from being mistreated in stores, suffocating from being mistreated in our communities, and suffocated from dealing with physical health issues. And my brothers and sisters, in recent weeks, our country has shown us our suffocation as fathers is real. With Amy Cooper's theatrical and Grammy-winning performance in Central Park shows us our mistreatment. Ahmaud Arbery's shooting death in Brunswick, Georgia shows us the killing of our children and us by racism, and the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the killing of fathers by a system that is rigged to oppress us. As fathers, some of us are struggling to keep ourselves upright and seen in our country and in our communities. We are exhausted, we are scared, we are crying inwardly and sometimes outwardly, and some of us are about to mentally, physically, and spiritually check out. And I don't know about you, but there are times that I can relate to a song sung by Grandmaster Flash back in my day when he sang these lyrics. It's like a jungle sometimes, and it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. And he goes on to say, don't push me because I'm close to the edge and I'm trying not to lose my head. Oh, I wish I had a witness with me this morning. And so in short, my brothers and sisters, as fathers and as people, we are dealing with a lot. And we don't know how much more we can take it. We feel like we are suffocating and there is nowhere to turn. We are burdened with a load of care for ourselves, our families, and our communities, and our state, and even in our country. And at times, it feels like it is difficult to breathe, and at times, it feels like we are suffocating. And so in this scripture, in our reading, it gives us hope this morning. It clearly shows us that life can be challenging spiritually, life can be challenging emotionally, and life can be challenging physically. But just as challenging as our lives can be, there is someone that can help us manage the suffocation caused by the stresses and traumas of life as we know it. There is someone who can help us through the crises of life. And to the fathers on this Father's Day, if you are weary and burdened with a load of care and you need rest, and if you are suffocating and having difficulty breathing, our text gives you and us hope. Our text gives us remarkable insights into what is coming as long as we hold on. So in our text, Jesus says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Now, for a backdrop, let me tell you this. Jesus perhaps is referring primarily to the Jews who groaned under the weight of their ceremonial laws and the tradition of the elders. He tells them that by coming to him and embracing him, they could be freed, or they would be freed, from burdensome rites and ceremonies. In this text, he addresses the poor, the lost, the ruined sinner, the man burdened with a consciousness of his transgressions, trembling at his danger and seeking deliverance. I believe that in this text, he also addresses those of us who are weary with physical and mental burdens. He is telling those of us who has difficulty breathing because of the pressure that not only our sin has burdened us with, but he is also talking to us who have a knee placed on our neck for centuries just because of the color of our skin. He is telling us, just like the Jews, for such there is relief. Christ tells us to come to him, to believe in him, and to trust him and him only, and he will give us rest. So Jesus said, come, come, come. At home, just say, come. And my brothers and sisters, come implies that you surrender. It implies that you give up. You surrender trying to do it alone. You surrender doing it your way. You surrender the things of the world for a close, intimate relationship with the risen Christ. And my brothers and sisters, when you come to Jesus, you come to him just as you are, stressed out, burdened out, and suffocating from your sin and suffocating from the sins of this world. And so how many of you know that Jesus is the answer for the world today? He is the answer for the COVID-19 crisis. He is the answer for the economic crisis. He is the answer for the racial crisis, because there is power in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is salvation in the name of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that even demons tremble at the name of Jesus. So with Jesus, there is no wisdom we cannot learn. With Jesus, there is no burden we cannot shoulder. With Jesus, there is no situation too hard for him or us. So my brothers and sisters, on this Father's Day, if you are finding it difficult to breathe in the troubling times we are living in, then come to Jesus. I don't know about you, but you know, we have everybody talking about what we can do. But from our perspective, from the Christian's perspective, then everything that we're going through, you ought to bring it to Jesus. And so the question really becomes, preacher, how do you come? Well, I'm glad you asked. You can come to him through salvation by confessing your sins. You can come to him through prayer. You can come to Jesus by fully trusting in him. You can come to Jesus by fully leaning on him. And you can come to Jesus by fully depending on him. Because you see, Jesus is no stranger to troubles, because scripture tells us that in this world you will have trouble. But he goes on to say, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And I wish I had about two or three witnesses who understand that there are troubles in this world, but because Jesus has overcome the world, we can take heart. So in times of trouble, scripture gives us life-sustaining truths in the times of trouble. In Psalm 27:1, he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Deuteronomy 31:8 says it like this. It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. Or Psalm 55:2 tells us, when we're in trouble, to cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Or he says in Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. And do I have a witness in this morning that understands that God is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in times of trouble? And in times of trouble, when you place you and your all in Jesus, you can truly say, what have I to dread? What have I to fear? But leaning on the everlasting arms, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. So my brothers and sisters, when you come to Jesus, you come to him through faith, trusting him that he will take care of you. And so the Bible is filled with people who have come to Christ through faith. People have come to fight Christ through faith, and they've conquered kingdoms. People have come to God through faith, and they shut the mouth of lions. People have come to God through faith, and they quenched the fury of flames. And people through faith have escaped the edge of the sword. And people have come to God through faith when their weakness was turned to strength. So Christ in his scripture tells us, he first says, come. Amen. But I'm glad it didn't stop when it just says come, because then he makes a remarkable statement of hope and truth, that when you come to him, he will give you rest. And when you look at this scripture, he's not like some of us. He doesn't say he will show you rest. He does not say that he will tell you rest. He does not say anything but, I will give you rest. And how many of you know that God is not a man that he should lie? If Jesus says, if you come to him, he will give you rest, then Jesus will give you rest. And my brothers and sisters, and I don't know about all the fathers tuning in or listening on this Father's Day, And I don't know about my brothers and sisters who are listening in this morning, but if we are honest with ourselves, rest is the most sought-out commodity today. It is the most desirable quality sought by humanity in the chaotic times that we live in. It is the most sought-after commodity in modern times. And I don't know about you, but I believe that rest can do us a world of good, Pastor Wood. Is there anybody listening this morning that want rest? And I don't know about you, but I'll be the first one to admit that as I go throughout my day of every day that I've been given, rest is what I'm always looking for, because it is rest that shields me for another day. So do I have a witness in here? And Jesus says if you come to him, he will give you rest, but not only rest, but rest for your soul. And my brothers and sisters, the soul refers to the mind, the will, and the emotions of humanity. He will give us rest in decision making for emotional stability. So is there anybody here this morning know that his rest can turn your chaos into an everlasting calm? His rest is eternal. His rest can never be taken away. His rest will give us a peace that surpasses all understanding. His rest will give you peace with God. So God says in John 14 and 27 that peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Oh, that is a word right now in that scripture. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I am always looking for rest, and a rest that leads to a peace that surpasses all understanding, because Jesus is always there. He is an ever-present help in times of trouble, but all you have to do is call him. You know, there's a song that says, well, when I call on Jesus, all things are possible. I can mount on wings like eagles and soar when I call on Jesus. When I call on Jesus, mountains are gonna fall, because he'll move heaven and earth to come rescue me when I call. Because you and I have a friend in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And I don't know about you this morning, but as I'm about to take my seat, there's a poem that we used to learn whenever I was pledging in Alpha Phi Alpha. And it was If by Rudyard Kipling. And I want to share that with you, and then I'm going to sit down. It says, if you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too. If you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. It says, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, And so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither does foe nor loving friend can hurt you, if all men count with you but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving mimic with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you will be a man, my son. And so what I want to tell the fathers on this Father's Day, hang in there. It may be difficulty breeding, but come to Jesus just as you are. Come with your problems. Come with your difficulties, and he will take care of you. Do I have a witness in here that God will take care of you? And to all of you who are with listening this morning, we pray God's peace, grace, and love upon you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.